According to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them. Others seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone who has ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of my word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Years ago, when I served a church in Iowa, Western Iowa, I took a Master Gardener class. And it's not just a simple gardening class. It's pretty involved. We had three-hour classes once a week for 6 months. We learned all about soil types and growing zones. In that area, we only had one growing zone. So when we moved to New Mexico, I took another Master Gardener class, and there we had 7 growing zones. In other words, temperature zones that you had to allow for, and all of the soils from the desert to the mountains in between. It was a hard course to take, and there was a lot to learn. But one thing you learn really quickly is that things will grow just about anywhere, but as Jesus points out, they don't always produce as well. And he makes the point that these seeds and these soils are a lot like people. My brother-in-law went to seminary in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And he was invited to preach in a congregation, a rural congregation, one Sunday, and before the service, he noticed a wall that had all of the years of the congregation's life and a little description of what happened during those years. You know, you had a pastor who started the congregation, organized it. Then you had a pastor who built the first building, and a pastor who got the first organ for the church, and so on, each set of years. There was a 10-year period where the pastor, the only thing under the pastor that said was, nothing much occurred. Well, my brother-in-law, Ken, went to a seminary class and told the professor about this. And the professor was irate. He said, what do they mean, nothing much occurred? Was the word of God not preached? Were the sacraments not administered? If they were done, then something was happening, even though nobody saw it. Well, that's true of a lot of things, isn't it? Even though we don't see what's happening, something is occurring. As the exiles are returning to Judah, the prophet Isaiah says it's kind of like the rain and the snow. They fall to the earth, and there are those who will say, well, not much happened, it just watered things. But Isaiah says the word of God is like that, and it does not return empty. It does what it's supposed to do at the time. The Apostle Paul also talks about the reason that Christ came into this world was to serve as the Word of God incarnate. And that Word did not return to God empty either. There are times when we do things and we wonder, is it a waste of my time? The other day, I bought a package of flower seeds. I spent a whole 99 cents on this package. And yesterday morning, I went and I planted them in the soil is there in front of the parsonage. And I watered them. And I happened to walk by them this morning, and they weren't up. Now, anybody who's been into gardening at all realizes they don't pop up overnight. They might not be up for another week, 10 days, 2 weeks, I'm not sure. It'll depend on the soil, it'll depend on the rain and sun and everything else. But I know that one day they will pop up. I spend hours and hours preparing, studying, preaching to preach a sermon. And I look out here and I see, what is it? We have 12 people. Now that I know there's some people on Zoom and there's some people on Facebook and there are people on. But there are some who would say, oh, Pastor, why did you waste so much time doing that for this few people? Well, the reason is that I am an incurable optimist. I know that the Word of God is going to sink in and grow in ways nobody has ever guessed. The Word of God is like that. There is a power within it that we cannot see, that we can only experience sometimes from a distance. When Jesus says the sower went out to sow, he's talking about us. That sometimes the seed does fall on a path and it kind of withers and dies. And sometimes the seed falls on rocky soil. Now, any of us who've been up in the mountains have probably seen a tree that sprouted up from a crack in a rock. And we know that over time, that tree is going to split that rock in ways that it would take us a lot of time to pound apart. Because there's power in that seed. And that seed is God's word. And even among those times when we think that nothing ever is going to come of it, God's been working at it. And those seeds will come up and they will sprout and they'll provide in ways we never dreamed of. Jesus knew that. There's a song that I've sung for a number of other occasions. This is a song by Dave Mallett. And I've added, changed a few words in the three verses that are there. And for those who have the sermon in print, you don't have the third verse because I just wrote it this morning. Yeah. I can't think ahead fast enough. Inch by inch, row by row. Excuse me, let's try it again. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God will bless the seeds I sow. God will warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel a need to grow my own, cause the time is close at hand. Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain, to my body and my brain, to the music from the land. Plant your row straight and long, thicker than with prayer and song. God's good earth will make you strong if you give it love and care. Old crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as the feathered beak up there. Some will plow, some will till, some will sow God's holy will. We are called to proclaim and to share what the Lord first gave to us. Some will sing, some will shout, some will blossom where they sprout. God will bless them as they grow, and His Spirit fills them with love. God's good gifts come to us through His Word. And His Word speaks to us in ways that we don't even understand. Jesus knew that. In fact, that's why He came. And you notice in the parable, Jesus doesn't plant the way we do. We usually try to find the best ground and till it up and make sure that it's fertile and do all those things that we're taught in the Master Gardener course. The persistent gardener, I should say. But Jesus broadcasts it. He sends it to rocky ground. And He sends it to all of those other people in all of those other places that may not look like they're going to produce anything. But like that tree coming out of a rock, we know that the Word of God is going to produce sometimes 10, sometimes 100, sometimes 1,000-fold. And so, I preach the sermon, so I wait. And I could wait a long time before I saw anything happening. I've been in ministry for 50 years. And there were many times when I preached sermons, Sue will tell you, I'll come home and I say, what's that? Dog of a sermon. Could have just well not bothered preaching. And then I hear from people, they either stop me at the door or they give me a call on the phone or write me a note and they say, man, that really hit my heart. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what was it I wrote? How I couldn't have said anything. I had no idea. And then I'm reminded, it's not my word, it's the word of God that reaches into people's hearts and minds and souls. And sometimes it's years before it takes fruit. Sometimes I've learned over the years that some of the kids in confirmation class, I was thinking, boy, they're headed for the penitentiary, are now entering the ministry. Wow! What God can do with God's Word. So even though we may be sparse, and this pandemic may have pushed things away, the incurable optimist in me says, the Word of God is not dead. It's alive and well. And it will cause growth we've never even dreamed of. So, in the meantime, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.